morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson, and on behalf of the entire Missionary Church family, we pray God's blessings throughout 2020 on your life. This morning we have with us Reverend Jacob McLean, Chairman of the Missionary Church Association and Pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church. As always, we invite you to write to us for comment or counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Mineral Heights Missionary Church, located in Mineral Heights, Clarendon. Pastor Manon Banton and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service today at 10 o'clock. Do stay with us. In a moment, we bring you this morning's message.
Holy Spirit, rain down, rain down. Oh, comforter and friend, how we need your touch again.
Good morning. Happy New Year to you. I will be speaking on the topic, Empowerment by the Holy Spirit for Effective Ministry. To be effective in Christian ministry, believers must be empowered by the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit empowerment means total reliance on Him as a source of power. When a person is empowered by the Holy Spirit, such a one who is already a believer, receives extraordinary spiritual power for effective ministry. In Acts 1:4-8, the Lord Jesus, in a final meeting with his disciples before his ascension, commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you have heard from me, for John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now. In response to their question, if he would at that time restore the kingdom to Israel, he replied, it is not for you to know times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. Here the Lord emphasized the necessity for believers to be empowered by the Holy Spirit for effective ministry. These words are similar to those he used earlier in Luke 24:49. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Today, I will highlight instances of the Holy Spirit's empowerment, and over the next 3 weeks, in the will of the Lord, I will speak on becoming empowered by the Holy Spirit, manifestation of the Holy Spirit's empowerment in the believer's life, and ministry empowered by the Holy Spirit. Let's look at instances of empowerment by the Holy Spirit. In Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6, an angel of the Lord, in a vision, gave clear direction to the prophet relating to the building of the second temple by Zerubbabel, governor of Judah. So he answered and said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. The words, not by might nor by power, suggest that human and material resources and capacities, such as intellect, skill, social standing, and money, by themselves, will not accomplish God's desired outcomes. There must be absolute reliance on the Spirit of God. The very words of Scripture are divinely inspired and transmitted through human minds by the Holy Spirit. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19:21-21 states, "And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved or carried along by the Holy Spirit." The mystery of the Incarnation, which we celebrate at Christmas, shows empowerment by the Holy Spirit. In announcing the conception of Jesus Christ, the God-man, Emmanuel, the angel Gabriel spoke to Mary in Luke 1, verse 35. "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Here again, we see God working with humans, this time empowering the Virgin Mary to conceive and give birth to Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, who would be born to save his people from their sins. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21. The Holy Spirit was evident in the life and ministry of Jesus. John the Baptist bore witness of this in John 1, 32-34. "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and he remained upon him. I did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'Upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and testified that this is the Son of God." Luke likewise records the baptism of Jesus in chapter 3, verses 21-22. "When all the people were baptized, it came to pass that Jesus also was baptized. And while he prayed, the heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended in bodily form like a dove upon him. And a voice came from heaven which said, 'You are my beloved Son, in you I am well pleased.'" In chapter 4, verse 1-2, Luke states, "Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing, and afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry." Luke further records the start of Jesus' public ministry in chapter 4, 14-19. "Then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and news of him went out through all the surrounding region, and he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read. And he was handed the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord.'" What do we see in all these passages of Scripture? God's work is done through the Holy Spirit's empowerment. God's word to humanity is inspired by the Holy Spirit through human instrumentality. Through the Incarnation, Jesus Christ entered our human situation by the power of the Holy Spirit. And finally, Jesus himself, in preparation for his public ministry, was filled and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Should believers then expect to be effective in ministry without the empowerment of the Holy Spirit? Next week, we'll speak on becoming empowered for ministry by the Holy Spirit.
It is our prayer that you were encouraged and challenged by this morning's message delivered by Reverend Jacob McLean, Chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and Pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church. We invite you to contact us for comment or counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. Before we go, we have an announcement to share with you. The Hampton Green Missionary Church, they will be having 15 days of prayer and fasting starting today, Sunday, January 5, and continuing through to Sunday, January 19. This evening through to Wednesday evening, they meet at 7:30 for a time of prayer, and then you're being asked to pray as the Lord leads during the following days. And then on the closing day, Sunday, February 19, there will be a very special service at the church, 2 St. John's Road in Spanish Town, St. Catherine, and that service will begin at 6:30 in the evening. Thanks once again to the Mineral Heights Missionary Church, located in Mineral Heights, Clarendon, for sponsoring today's program. Pastor Manon Banton and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service commencing at 10 o'clock. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, praying that you will experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.
Let your power fall, let your voice be heard. Come and change our hearts as we stand on your word.